Newsbreak podcast.
This really only signifies stability more than anything else. Can't be called an improvement when you look at where the numbers are. We view this as just the unemployment numbers stabilizing at mid 44%, which is still not totally acceptable. But behind these statistics, there are families. So we have an appreciation. Any job that is created, it means that that family has been given an opportunity to actually earn a living and put food on the table. So that is important. But if you look at the numbers that we're talking about, the fact that there is no drastic improvement, but the numbers are stabilizing at that level, is still not enough.
Given the rise in jobs in the manufacturing, trade and construction industries, did you expect that growth given the energy crisis the country is currently facing?
It tells you the impact of this energy crisis, because if, despite all of what we have witnessed, we are still able to create jobs in those particular sectors, it tells you that if we're able to solve this problem, we'll actually be having an economic sector that are absorbing much more than they are currently absorbing. So the fact that these sectors are showing this kind of resilience, where despite all of what they are being subjected to, they are still able to absorb the unemployed, it tells you that if we were to expedite the process of sorting out load shedding and dealing with all of the bottlenecks that have been identified, these sectors hold a lot of potential and they will absorb more of the unemployed people than they are currently able to.
Economists are saying, while this is a slight improvement in the labour stats, that growth in the country is not on the up at the moment. How would you then say government and the private sector may need to help in this regard?
Well, government is really supposed to take the lead. There are areas where government needs to really come and intervene. They have already pointed out the issues of electricity. The price of fuel in this country, it is one of the biggest challenges. You are talking about the unreasonable interest rate hike. These interest rate hikes, they are making it very difficult for these players in these sectors of the economy to be able to access funding and to borrow money. Firstly, you make it very expensive to borrow money. Remember, interest rates apply across the board. They don't discriminate whether the amount of money that is being borrowed, is it for consumption or for productive lending, for productive purposes. So the fact that some of these small medium enterprises and big companies are struggling to keep up with interest rate payments is also a big problem that needs to be resolved, because for them to be able to expand their operations and increase their productivity, they need to have access to funding. They need to have access to reliable services, but they also need to have infrastructure that is functional.
Sizwe, the unemployment amongst the youth has also dropped by 1 percentage point. How crucial are unions in playing a part in improving these statistics for the youth in the country?
The issue of youth unemployment is an issue that has been at the forefront of our policy formulation and policy making. If you look, for example, at the kind of minimum wage that we adopted in this country, it's one of the most flexible minimum wage laws that you can ever find, where companies actually can apply to be given immunity from minimum wage if they can prove that they cannot afford it. So we've been very flexible and pragmatic in the way that we have negotiated and we continue to negotiate agreements at NEDLAC and elsewhere. In situations where there's actually evidence that we need to be flexible, we have adopted flexible policies.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.